What's up? It's Delaney, and I'd love to invite you to become an honorary co-host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Do you want to pick episode topics and guests? Done. Want to surprise your loved ones with shout-outs on the show for a birthday, project launch, a much-needed divorce? Whatever you're up to, would love to be a part of the celebration. Get your favorite and least favorite quotes featured on the podcast, submit questions for our special guests, and find lots more new features and surprises at patreon.com/selfhelpless. You'll also get added to our Patreon Insider email list to easily redeem rewards via a quick email reply. Because we know hanging out on Patreon isn't everyone's thing. You can also opt out of emails if you prefer to be a silent supporter of the show. And don't worry, we do not Scrooge McDuck these contributions. 100% of proceeds go directly to operating expenses that make this weekly podcast possible and available to all. Learn more at patreon.com/selfhelpless or simply click the link in this episode's description. Thank you for helping me fill the void of being the last standing host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Thank you so much.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
My mind's playing tricks on me. Why won't it let me be? Look inside and try to find, but nothing seems to give me sweet relief.
Self-Helpless with Kelsey Cook, Delaney Fisher, and Taylor Tomlinson.
All right. Do you have a great quote? Because today we're talking about technology.
Yes.
And our relationship with technology and having better balance in your life.
Yes.
Despite having tiny computers in your phone.
Yeah.
Or in your pocket, I mean.
So connected, you know what I mean, to your person at all times. And yeah, this topic was the Patreon winner this month. So you guys voted on it. There was three to choose from. And this technology was the winner. So this is the quote I found that is, helpful for today's topic. It says, "Be better in real life than on social media." Ooh, very simple, true to the point. And that was, I found this on an Instagram account called English Sayings.
Which is so much harder.
Follow them
than,
too.
That's deceptively simple, isn't it? Because yeah, I think most of us would look at our social media and go, they seem pretty happy.
Yeah. I think people put a lot more effort into how they look to the world than what they're actually doing day to day. Well, a lot of people, because of the social media stuff that we have now.
Right. Yeah. And it's a highlight reel. Everybody says that.
And sometimes the things that make you feel good on a day to day are not very cool looking on Instagram.
Yeah.
No.
But sitting by yourself in a corner, eating a cookie.
Totally. Yeah, I've been living my best life the last week, but it's very mellow and chill and not flashy or fun. It's just, but I don't know. Sometimes you need that. You just need to chill.
Exactly. Yeah. The pictures that look really good, I'm usually anxious and uncomfortable and ready to go home in those pictures. You know, where it's I look all dolled up in heels and I'm I don't want to be here. Well, let's at least get a picture dressed up, you know?
Yeah.
But
good point.
when you're thoroughly enjoying yourself, you really don't usually think to take a photo of it.
Good point.
Yeah, you're so relaxed and happy. You don't think,
moment,
I'm going to snap this picture of me just enjoying my time on my couch next to my loved one.
Good point, man. Good point.
That's so true.
I don't know. Yeah. Do you guys have some segments?
Yeah.
Definitely.
I have a segment. I've got a good shit this week.
Oh my God.
Awesome.
I typically do not have a good shit.
Yeah.
Share
haven't
your
been
good
having
shit with
good
us.
Shits, not to be confused with good shits, which I've not been having.
Your shits are infrequent.
They're real bad right now, you guys.
They little rabbit turds.
They do. Yeah.
Little pellets,
they've
gotten
poops.
Better. It's only started getting better in the last 24 hours, but since I got over the stomach flu, my bowels have just been all weird and I never have issues with constipation. And it's probably in part because I've just been traveling nonstop since I got over the flu. But just those hard
the worst
balls. And it's I've been doing everything in my power the last week to not have that happen. And only in the last couple of days have I felt like it's finally started working. But I was taking like double dose probiotics and just like a gallon of water every day.
Yeah. And on some brisk walks.
Some very brisk walks.
Jingle jangle that all out of you.
Yeah. It is stretching.
Nightmare. There were a couple of days that I was like so bloated for no reason. I think just once you have the stomach, I don't know if you've had this.
Totally. Yep. Yep.
Yeah. Where your body's just like, where did all these things go?
Yeah.
How do I make poop again? Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But my good shit was I got to go on the second leg of the Conan tour. Conan Woo! And Friends.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I was Hell sick yes. for the first one. So I didn't enjoy it like I wish I could have. And it was such a bummer. And then this time around, everybody was like, you're like a different person. Like, you've really come out of your shell. I'm like, no, I'm just not sick anymore.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. But like, it's nice to meet you. But yeah, it was so cool. It was so like the shows were great. I know a few people came to those because I heard from you on social media, which is so cool.
That's and, so nice.
Yeah, just like Conan is like every bit as nice as you want him to be.
That's
like,
so good to hear.
Yeah.
I'm so happy about that.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Like, just when you see people like, oh, you've been successful for so long and you 100% deserve every second of
yeah.
it. And you've not let it like make you lose touch with humanity or anything.
Yeah.
Because
like,
we just meet so many shitty people in the business. If you saw on Facebook, he bought me an American Girl doll. It's Gosh, been
what a
dream.
So
what
cool. a fucking,
he is so hot.
Merry Christmas to you, man.
So hot.
Yeah, I get it now.
Yeah,
I
like
get it. Before.
I don't know how you stand next to him and not just freaking light up, you know?
Jump the bone.
Yeah. Yeah. He was paying me. So I didn't want to jeopardize the check.
Yeah, reverse me too.
Yeah, exactly.
You harass Conan.
You also.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, at one point we all.
You also.
Sorry, that's so funny. Stupid. I just got that. Sorry, that's really fucking funny. That might be insensitive. We'll try it out. But yeah, at one point he like pulled me aside and was just like, hey, like you really, I don't know if he knew I needed to hear this or something, but he was just like, just so you know, like I'm not doing you a favor by having you on this tour, like you're amazing, like you're doing at 25 what I couldn't have done at 35, like
Aww.
It's incredible to be able to watch you like perform for these crowds and like they love you and like I'm not doing you a favor, you know, I want to help you and like all these things. I was just like,
oh gosh.
Huh. He's like, yeah, you need to give yourself a break and you're like, seriously, you're killing it. I was like, oh,
what a hey, that is person. So nice.
Please don't make me cry.
Oh my
fish
God. Why don't more people just like do things like that and say those nice things? Because it's like those people in power, it means so much.
Yeah.
You know, you'll remember that for the rest of your life.
Yeah. And I mean, at the same time, Kelsey, you texted me something really nice and we're just like, hey, it's really cool that you're on tour with Conan. And I was like,
yeah,
thank you.
Oh,
it is cool.
Like,
you need people
unbelievable.
That you look up to give that to you, but also you need like your friends to just help you remember sometimes that you're very fortunate and what you're doing is cool and you should appreciate things and be grateful. And so I
toured with Conan fucking O'Brien.
I know. It's
who
nuts.
We all just grew up watching and loving. And that's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, it's weird. It's weird to hear you talk about it because I think I'm still in shock that, that's a real thing that's happening for you and you're out there doing that. Because I'm just like, yeah, well, of course. Like, you guys are doing amazing things. Of course this would be happening. But it's like, that's freaking Conan.
Oh, yeah.
It's so cool.
Well, and he would host the shows, essentially. He does, like, 30 up top and 30 at the end of Q&A and, you know, introducing each of us. And he's saying just such nice things about each of us.
Oh.
And so to just, like, be standing on the side of the stage, like remembering back to, you know, when I was 5 years ago wanting so badly to get on the show, not knowing how, not getting booked by the booker even though he saw me live, like just not being ready, and then cut to like Conan O'Brien in front of 2,500 people going like, one of my favorite comics really crushed on our show, you're gonna love her. I was just like, what happening right
that's
now
so cool.
So it was really cool and nice to be present for that instead of like choking back vomit. That was great. So that's
amazing. That's the best
incredible.
Shit. That's not even good shit. That's the best shit.
That is, that's a new category. Aww. Best shit.
Best shit.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget. Mm-mm-mm. Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And I got to say, some of you saw the Conan dick mug, and that was all because of Taylor. Taylor was like, dude, Delaney, you should make Conan a dick mug, and then I'll give it to him, and maybe if he likes it, we can maybe get a picture, whatever, right? Like, cool.
Oh, and he was so cool.
Who knows, right?
It,
and I was like, yeah, why not? What's the worst thing that can happen? He could be like, this is fucking weird and creepy, and we never talk about it again. And then Taylor Taylor texted me video, and there's some photos, and like all that stuff, and she carried this mug around with her for like 2 days waiting for the most perfect moment to give it to him. And I cannot tell you how much that meant to me. Like, you're a fucking great friend.
Oh my God. That is so, you're a fucking great friend.
So sweet and generous. And not a lot of people would think to even do, I wouldn't think to do that. You know what I mean? Like, that's,
I felt terrible. I didn't think about it sooner.
No, that is just, it's so sweet. And like, it just, I've told you how much it means to me just because when I left stand up, I really felt like I was kind of leaving the comedy world and the comedy community in a lot of ways. And like, you know, it still makes me feel like I'm kind of a part of it, you know, like I'm kind of there still.
Yeah.
And like, I'm able to kind of, you know, make people laugh in a different way, you know?
Yeah.
So
when I get to brag about you to Conan, where he's just like, so how, she does this full time. I was like, yep.
She does.
It started off. I told him the whole origin story. I was like, she made it as a joke for a white elephant exchange.
Oh, man.
And then I explained what that was to James, cause he's British. And I was like, yeah, and she just, you know, she just can't help but be successful at whatever she does, so now she does that full time. You know, she's just great. He's like, oh, how did you meet her? I was like, through stand-up. She's great at that too, but she's doing this. Like, she's just
so cool. Sweet, dude. But yeah, that really meant a lot to me. So that was like going off your good shit. That was some good shit.
I mean, it's me, just so dope having like cool talented friends, like being able to like being able to like give Conan O'Brien something you made, or like easily having people like Kelsey to say like, you should have Kelsey headline. Like when people ask me for female comics to headline, like it's like, oh, for, well, I know the perfect person and I don't need to tell you anymore.
Thanks.
Yeah. Like, cause it's so hard to find people that are doing, you know, following their dreams like you are and like you're fans of.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Like, but when you do like Wrists of Fury or whatever else, or when you do the Tonight Show and you're like, thanks so much for like promoting it, you guys. I was like, what the fuck else were we gonna do? Like, it's
no, that's not a typical thing my friends have ever done for me.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's, for me, this is how I feel about it. It's such a relief to have friends, because you know, you have friends sometimes where you're like, I love you, but I wouldn't necessarily like recommend everything you do.
Sure,
people.
Yeah.
Like in this industry, I feel like there are people I like, but I wouldn't necessarily like book.
Right, I
know?
Got you.
Or
yeah,
be
yeah.
like, oh, can you open or whatever? And so to have friends that I'm just like,
not a second
look
thought.
Look at this shit. They want to be friends. They're friends with me. Like, how cool
that's
is
so
that?
Nice.
Like, it's such a cool thing. And I really am very appreciative about that with you guys.
Oh,
well,
man.
I've told you guys how much that means to me, because that just, I don't know, with like my friends from home, that's the thing that I've kind of just come to be like, well, they just don't do that. Like, they don't, when I'm doing something cool or if I'm trying to promote something, they just don't share it. Hmm. Like, there have been a couple times where I've like asked a couple of friends specifically, like, hey, my album just came out. Can you like share the link on your Facebook or anywhere you feel comfortable? And they're like, oh yeah, of course.
Yeah.
So sometimes they just like aren't thinking about it.
They might just...
And yeah, it's, I don't know. It's a thing that I've had to learn to just kind of like not really expect and just like love them for, I don't know what our friendship is, but I really, truly, it means so much to me when you guys go out of your way to share the things I do. It's so nice. Well, it's so nice.
Like, look at this cool chick. We're friends with her.
I just want you to know that's not like
an expected thing or whatever, like a given. It's really nice that you guys do that and go like the extra mile. It's really sweet.
And I think when, if other friends don't, it's probably like, cause in this industry, we're so ultra aware of like sharing people's content is so helpful for them and their career, whatever, more views and stuff. And then a lot of people just don't use social media the way that we do, because for us, it's like part of the job.
Yeah.
For them, it's all fun. And maybe they'll look at it twice in the month, you know, and don't even think about it.
Yeah. I have defuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Taylor was talking about that she had stomach flu. How long ago did you have it now? 2 weeks ago?
2 weeks ago, yeah.
Okay. So I flew home to Spokane for Thanksgiving on Thanksgiving Day. And as I was getting on the second leg of flights, there was a family standing at the gate with a little girl who looked like she was maybe five, just openly vomiting into a garbage bag.
Oh, lovely.
And you know, you see that and you're like, okay, not the person I want to share recycle there with for the next 2 hours, but this is happening. And she wasn't even sitting that close to me on the plane. Didn't really think about it again. I go to Spokane, have Thanksgiving dinner, all next day, feel normal. And then as I was going to bed Friday night, so like a little over 24 hours later, something started to feel a little weird. And I woke up and immediately went to the bathroom, started throwing up, turned around, had the worst diarrhea of my life.
Oh,
just
geez.
Like liquid. It's just full, just liquid.
Yeah.
And then stood up to throw up more and everything went like white. Like all color was gone from my vision.
Oh.
And I had to grab onto the sink and like lower myself onto the ground because I thought I was going to pass out.
Oh, geez.
Like just the intense like nausea, pain just took over. I was like covered in sweat. It was horrible. And so I had the stomach flu for like 48 hours at least, maybe 72 hours. And then everybody in my family got it.
Ugh.
The entire household got it. Kane got it. And so my defuck is for the family who brought their sick kid on the plane for so many reasons. Why would you put your sweet little five-year-old daughter through holiday travel while she's throwing up?
Yeah.
Like, I just... And I don't know. I don't want to judge them too harshly because maybe it like just started happening. And they're like, well, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
But if this is something that you had any sort of, I don't know, a heads up on, if she had been sick for a day, you don't put them on a plane.
Cancel the trip.
It's so selfish.
Yeah.
It's so selfish because I'm sure that almost everybody on that flight got sick.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then they go to their families for Thanksgiving. They get everybody else sick. And it's just such a domino effect that can be avoided if you just like aren't a... like selfish asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like that little like, well, it's Thanksgiving, so I want to have it with my family. It's like, okay, good for you. That's nice. So does everybody, but like kind of fuck you a little bit,
right?
Because you just got everybody sick. So
yeah,
that was a really shit way to spend my Thanksgiving vacation. Yeah. I flew all the way home to like have that time there with Kane and my family, but also because my best friends from home were all going to be in the same place at once,
man.
Which is like, I mean, you guys know I've talked about on the podcast before, I will go out of my way. I make the fucking effort to see my best friends from home when we're all in the same place. Cause it's only like a handful of times every year.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we had all these plans. We were going to like go to Kane's show together and go out dancing afterward, all these fun things. And the stomach flu hit on that day that I was going to do all that with them. And I had to cancel all of it. And I basically flew to Spokane to just like sit in my own waste. And and then we had to fly back while we were still sick.
Oh my god.
Because changing the flights would have been $500.
Oh,
so
geez.
Flying when you are completely like dehydrated and haven't had more than like two crackers in 48 hours.
Yeah.
Oh, it was brutal.
Oh, I can't imagine having had to. Well, I guess I did do that. I put off the first leg of the Conan tour because I was sick.
Yeah.
On Wednesday. So I just I texted you guys like, is it worth spending a bunch of money to change my flight? Which I'm so glad I did because I felt horrible. And then like Thursday morning, I got up at 5 a.m. I was like, oh, I feel okay. And then like got there, ate an omelet. And then like that night I was just like, oh. And I felt it was the worst of it was like Thursday night.
Oh.
Friday and Saturday, which is why I was like, if you guys can push it off.
Yeah, because yeah, it really, keeps going.
Because it keeps going. Like, I had started feeling sick, like, Sunday night.
Yeah.
And so, like, those first 3 days I was at home, so I was just, like, resting. And I'm like, okay, maybe it'll be fine. And so the minute I felt better and was like, oh, I'm just going to eat something, it, like, really hit me. And even being on, like, the private jet and just, like, having to fly for 3 hours.
Oh, no.
Was, like, because Friday I just didn't eat anything all day. Yeah. So I was like, I'm not, like, we flew to Houston, went straight to the venue, did the show, where I'm, like, sharing a bathroom in the green room with all the comedians.
Oh, and then, like, God.
Went back to the plane, flew to Austin.
Oh,
and
my
I was
God.
Like, I'm just not going to eat today because... Ugh.
Yeah,
I can't risk it.
When you had told me that you did that, this was before I got the stomach flu, and I was like, oh my God, you got to eat something. That's crazy. And then once you get it, you're like, oh no, you just don't.
Yeah.
You just can't, because you can't keep anything down, and it's horrible. And yeah, so if you have a sick kid, don't put him on a fucking plane, because it was the worst.
Yeah.
But I did lose some weight. So. I mean, I guess it was okay. I guess it's worth it.
Cam, well, I have a kind of a defuck from my Thanksgiving night. Cam and I ended up in the emergency room towards the end of the night. He's fine and everything, but he had been having some chest pain for like 6 days.
Oh
and
my so, God. Why didn't you tell us this?
Yeah, it ended up being fine. Did I not tell you?
No.
I'm so bad at it, you guys. I think you know by now that I just like don't offer up information.
You don't.
I'm the worst. Well, everything's fine. So he had just been having like some just like pain or tightness in his chest. And he's like, yeah, it's probably fine. Let's just, you know, whatever. And then, you know, it had been like 6 days, and at Thanksgiving, we were just hanging out with my family. I'm like, why don't we just go to the emergency room? Let's just rule out all this serious shit and just figure out what the hell's going on here. And so, you know, he was there for a few hours, and basically he got diagnosed with, it's called like costochondritis or something.
What?
It's like... just it's like inflammation of the sternum, like all the basically
that's
you know,
horrible.
Yeah, he basically has chronic inflammation of all the, you know, the tissues and shit that connect it.
Oh, God.
Right here. And it's just something that they don't know what the cause is. There's no treatment for it, and it might flare up every once in a while. It's the first time he's really had it. But so like, you know, he basically has to live a healthier lifestyle if he wants to manage it. So he's got to try to eat like a more anti-inflammatory diet and exercise more and all that stuff. But the more research I did on this, cause I've never even heard of that. And it's like the most common, reason for chest pain. So if you do have that, definitely check it out, read up on it. But yeah, the more research I did, basically, a lot of it can be due to just complete inactivity. Which good old Cam is very known for.
Oh, yeah. So Nook Life.
I'm like, yeah, your Nook Life might be going too hard. You might be going too hard one way, and you need to kind of balance your shit out. But yeah, it's not good for you to just lay flat on your back for 15 hours a day. That's just not going to be good for you. So I think it freaked him out enough to start like maybe implementing a little bit of a workout routine a few times a week at our little gym. And I tried to kind of get some healthy food in his system right away and all that. And he's feeling a lot better, but he basically just found out he's like, has this thing.
Wow.
Weird.
Oh, sorry, Cam.
Very weird. Yeah. But yeah, but everything was fine. It ruled out all the big, big stuff, and he just got to stop chilling so hard. I think
he chilled too hard.
He bought me a nice, new blender, just because gift. Just a nice, like, big old ninja blender with all kinds of different settings, with like ice cream and smoothie settings and freaking icy and all this stuff.
That's so nice.
I just
good man
it.
Button.
Good man button. So that
good
was.
Job.
That's all the updates.
Good job,
really.
Cam. That's great. Okay.
Yeah. We're good. Let's get into the meat. So we've done some research. We're talking about technology and how to have a healthy relationship with technology. I think we'll probably deep dive into more social media and devices like that. But we found a few different things online, and basically the average American spends up to or at least half their day on some kind of media.
We were finding all kinds of, I mean, everything says a different statistic. I mean, there are some that said, you know, 2 hours on social media specifically.
Right.
Then I found a few that were like 9 hours one said 11 at this point, up from 9.
Yeah.
On just like staring at screens.
Oh, which, screens. Yeah. That's
because social
thing.
Media specifically, I could understand how that's like 2 hours.
Yeah.
But yeah, screen that's time. Not accounting for like Netflix and mm-hmm. YouTube and like all that
working
stuff.
Working at the office, working staring at your computer office. All day.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. The screen shit's really crazy. Yeah.
What was the stat that you read? Something about somebody will spend 5 years of their life.
Oh yeah. As I found on entrepreneur.com, it says the average person spends more than 5 years of your life on social media.
That is so gross.
Yeah.
That really shook me when you said that.
Yeah.
I don't want any part of that.
God, that is upsetting.
That's really upsetting.
Sad? I feel like
years you're losing.
That is upsetting.
You know what we should screenshot that and make that our screensaver on our phone.
That's so smart.
That's really smart.
Because you're going to get off when you see that.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, no, I shouldn't see this right now.
Oh,
I shouldn't be on here.
Man, that's really going to stick with me. When things are broken down like that, that's what I remember.
Yeah,
all this
concrete.
Other statistics, like 50% of these people in this, that'll sit with me for a few minutes and then goes right out the window. But shit like that, like you're losing years on your life.
Yeah. When they pull my mortality into it.
Exactly.
I'll change anything.
Exactly.
Unless it's sugar or something, because let's be real.
Yeah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Look, I was listening to a podcast. I was listening to a podcast recently, and they were interviewing somebody, and he said something about like breaking it down, like if your grandparents live for 3 more years and you only see them once a year, you're going to see them 3 more times.
Yeah.
That really puts it in perspective.
God. What podcast was that?
Oh God, I think it was the Rich Roll podcast. Oh,
okay.
And I don't remember the person's name that he was talking to. Oof. And I would like to give him credit, but I always forget. I'm a bad podcast jumper. But I'm like, when you put that into perspective like that, that really makes me want to do shit differently.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's true. Yeah. You might be like, oh, I have a few more years left with them. But no, you break it down into visits. You're seeing your family once or twice a year, maybe.
Yeah.
It gets down to that small of numbers.
Yeah.
I think about that with my friends from home, too, where it's like, that's why I really make that effort. Because like life goes fast, and if you can only see them a couple times a year, that's not very much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that 5 year thing's gonna stick with you.
Yeah, sure.
How long do you guys think that you spend on social media or screens per day? Is there an app that tracks it or something?
There are apps, but Kelsey was saying she updated her iPhone.
Yeah, so I had downloaded an app, and I can't remember what it's called. But if you have an iPhone and you do the most recent update, there's a feature under settings called Screen Time, and it will tell you how much time you've spent on your phone. And it's with like... it tells you social media. It tells you reading and reference. So it can like discern between when you're on Instagram and if you're like looking at something on Wikipedia.
Yeah.
And then productivity, which is interesting. I haven't done
like
that much.
Responding to emails or something?
Yeah, I think so.
Huh.
It tells you how many like notifications you get. It tells you how many times you pick up your phone.
Wow.
Whoa.
Per hour.
Oh, man.
How many times do you pick up your phone per hour?
Total pickups, it says 28 today.
Oh, wow.
Picked
hour?
Up my phone 28 20 times total today. I've picked up my phone 28 times. Yeah, it's really, really interesting. So, and it can tell you like 7% down from last week. You can see your most used, most used social media and apps. So my Instagram is my most used. In the last week, I've spent 8 hours and 16 minutes on Instagram.
Wow. Is that scrolling, posting all the things? It's all one lump sum?
Whenever it's open.
I think whenever it's open. Wow. In the last week, I've picked up my phone 77 times per day.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Wow. Yeah.
But I guess over the course of a day, I don't know, but...
Yeah, but if you break that down by hours
that you're awake...
I'd love to treat my phone like just like a home phone that you just use for like communication.
Yeah.
I've been doing something that's really helped me, and I don't look at my phone until after I've had breakfast and journaled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I've been doing it for like the last week now. I feel so much better, but it used to just be like, I would open my eyes and go right to my phone. Yeah. And I think a trap that a lot of like our generation gets into is that we use our phone for the alarm. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as you turn the alarm off, you're looking at notifications,
right,
which leads down to a rabbit hole, all that shit. So I've actually started using like my alarm clock again setting an alarm.
Smart.
And I get up, I have like thoughts. I have real thoughts that I, you know, process. I journal, I eat food. And so it's probably about a half hour, 45 minutes that passes before I actually look at my phone.
Yeah.
And I just think that gives me such a better... like mental health buffer going into whatever I'm about to see on the phone.
Yeah,
that's so ideal.
It's not good to be immediately stimulated by all of that. I mean, it's just not good. You're already in just like overstimulation work mode immediately, and you haven't been awake for, you know, a second. I'm really bad about that. I still look at my phone in the morning. Unfortunately, it wakes me up.
Sometimes I
feel like I can't get out of bed, but what I'll do, I'll let it wake me up by just kind of monitoring what I'm looking at. I'll try to look at like nice motivational quotes or something like that, where I'm not looking at work emails or anything like that. And then once I feel like, okay, I'm pretty awake, I'll put my phone aside and then I'll do like my little morning routine.
Yeah.
Whether it's like stretching or this is when I'm working from home, stretching, eating, all that kind of stuff. And then I'll get into some work and then I'll look at it a little bit later.
Mm. Yeah. Because I'm like you, where Delaney, you've said that if you see a text message or an email, it's almost impossible for you to not immediately respond to it and get going on the day. And so that's why I just cannot let myself look at it for the first. I challenge our listeners to try it for at least a week and see how it changes you, because I already feel a difference. I think it sets the tone for your whole day.
Oh, yeah.
And it sets the tone of like not wanting to be on my phone as much.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's what I'm going to be doing. That is the goal, is like I'm not going to look at my phone for even like at least an hour. Like I want like that whole hour waking up to myself to work out, eat breakfast, get some work things set up before I really dive into it. And then I can check all the things that I need to for work. But
yeah, I need to at least, if nothing else, a good compromise, because sometimes I'm in hotels that don't have alarm clocks.
Yeah.
Is just putting your phone on airplane mode and then setting your alarm so that when you wake up, you turn off the alarm, but you don't have any notifications looking at you. You haven't gotten any texts. Like, yeah, it's your phone, but there's nothing there.
Yeah.
Coming at you.
Yeah.
And require this attention. Didn't you say the new screen time feature on your iPhone, like you can set timers where it'll close you out of the app?
Yes. Oh, that's another huge thing. So app limits, you can set time limits for each app. And I think it'll just flat out close you out.
That's cool.
There's content and privacy restrictions on this as well. So I think... that's not what I thought it was. I thought it was going to... Oh, yeah, it is. Because there's certain times where I'm like, oh, I wish that it wouldn't have let me look at this thing. Mm-hmm. I think Twitter's starting to do that more, where it's like the following contains sensitive material. And then I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to look at it. I would have if it hadn't told me, hey... Because it's like, I need somebody to check me and be like, no, you don't want to look at this. It's going to upset you. You don't need to look at this.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I think that's helpful.
I've modified all my notification settings recently, where like I'll only receive little notifications if it's like somebody's direct messaged me or something like that.
Yeah,
I don't
same.
Get all those likes and stuff anymore. Yeah. I don't get all those comments and stuff anymore. It's just like messages or like some kind of like important alerts or whatever. And I find that's really helpful. I don't have it set to anything that makes noise or even vibrates. It's
same.
Just like a silent thing now. I'm
same.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I control when I look at it. So when I go in and I see it all at once, that's great. But I'm not getting that
same
every second type of stuff. I found that very helpful.
I only get emails and texts. I yeah. turned off everything else because
yeah.
it's like
same.
Yeah, yeah. Especially like posting an Instagram photo and then getting a notification every time someone likes it. I can't believe I ever lived that
same.
Way.
Same.
Yeah.
I think for a while I just liked the rush of like, oh, you just right. feel like a constant blizzard of like, you know, a little flurry of love. But yeah, you yeah. get to where you're like, this is not healthy. I can't like look away from my phone.
Yeah. Right.
It's just like lighting up every 2 seconds. You know,
yeah.
all that.
It's almost just like, yeah, it's just controlling how you use your phone and like setting boundaries and time and stuff. I took the only email that I have on my phone is my personal Delaney Fisher account. I don't have self-helpless email on there. I don't have Dicks by Delaney email on there. So because I have set times either daily or weekly that I look at that stuff.
Mm.
So every Monday is when I look at the self-helpless emails. And then every morning from like 9 to 10, I'll respond to my Dicks by Delaney emails, and then I'll work for a few hours on other stuff, and then I'll respond to things one more time. So I'm only checking my Dicks by Delaney emails twice a day,
and
like
okay. 9
a.m.
like
and like 2 p.m.
I like
and
that.
And then that's done. So yeah, I feel like that's been super helpful because then it takes away the whole, oh my God, I got to respond right now.
Yes.
I will not even look at it until
yeah.
I'm there ready to respond and I'm
yes.
able to.
Yeah.
That was a lifesaver, just setting that boundary for myself.
Yeah.
I so envy people who are not in any sort of like entrepreneurial, like entertainment, nothing that requires social media.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you are living the life. Cause I have friends, you know, like my best friend's in law school right now, and she like deleted her Instagram and her Twitter and like barely goes on Facebook. She's like, I feel great.
Yeah.
And we just can't do that with our jobs.
Yeah.
It's just not,
it's tough.
It's not a thing. So you have to put restrictions on it. But I just fantasize about not having to worry about it, because when I'm not looking at social media enough or I'm not posting enough, that makes me feel guilty and like I'm not working hard enough. Oh. In a way.
It's such a machine. It
yeah.
really sucks.
It
I hate
sucks.
That feeling.
You can,
so
you can go off of it when you get, when you're like big enough, right?
Yes.
Like once you kind of have made
right.
it, then you see all these people go off of it
yes.
because
yeah.
they're no longer, you know, they've either made the name for themselves or they're making a certain amount of money where they don't no longer feel like they're missing out on like those.
Yeah.
You know, that.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, maybe
yeah.
it's just temporarily that you have to really be on it. But
yeah, I have been drowning in social media lately, which like I've been doing a better job of it, I think. But it takes up so much energy to be constantly thinking of posts if you're going to post every day.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'm thinking of posts for self-helpless. I'm thinking of posts for us, for,
yeah.
for me,
yeah.
for, you know, our fan page, my fan page, like, all these different things. And it's just, like, it takes so much work. And my team, like, my managers were like, you should hire this social media company. I don't know if I've talked about this on the podcast.
I don't know if you
have. Maybe I haven't. But they told me to hire this social media marketing company for 2 months to see, which I'm like, I can't believe I'm paying people to work on my social media. But I was like, maybe they'll take it off my plate and I won't have to worry about it. And then it'll be worth the money to me because I have mm-hmm. to do this thing. And it has not taking it off my plate. They've done a couple things that I'm like, that was good. But for the most part, it's just them sending me reminders of like, hey, today, could you take a bunch of photos backstage with Conan and maybe get a video of you talking about your tips for dealing with Thanksgiving and stuff. And I'm like, I think of these things too.
Right.
They just ruin my life if I do them.
Right.
Like,
right.
what are you talking? These are not helpful. Like, you put something together. You,
right.
you
yeah.
look, I have a bunch of photos. I sent them to you. You do it.
Yeah.
I don't
yeah.
know. Like, I don't know. I just,
yeah.
the dream is to, you know, when you see famous people's Instagrams and you can tell, you're like, you didn't do this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. yeah.
Where it's just like them and like whoever they're rumored to be dating. And it just says like, who else loves Fridays? And you're like,
yeah.
oh, this is a stranger.
Yeah.
This isn't Selena Gomez.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is an assistant.
I like the thing. Social media is so fantastic. It's so great that you can connect with people from all around the world. Like there's so much great stuff about social media and media and technology and all that. It's just when it overtakes you, when it takes over your life, that's when it's a problem. When you're getting depressed because of it, that's when it's the problem.
Yeah.
And it's just really setting rules for yourself and sticking to those rules.
Yes.
Yeah. I hate how, like, whoever set that kind of regimen that you should be posting once a day. I just wish it was like that everybody posted it once a week, because I have FOMO if I don't keep up with once a day. But I just wish that, like, everybody collectively were like, okay, we're all just going to only post once a week.
Right. Yes.
You know, like, wouldn't that just feel so much more mentally healthy if you just picked one picture that you're like, this is it for the week.
This is it. Oh, I tried to grayscale my phone yesterday.
Oh,
have you heard of that?
What's that?
There's a color setting on your phone where it just turns everything like gray or black and white, and it's supposed to be less enticing, and like all the colors on your phone make it more addictive and fun and like fun to click on shit. Mm-hmm. Apparently they've done studies. But I would love to do that, but then I do post daily for like Dick's by Delaney, and like it's part of my job that I have to kind of look at the color of things before I post it and stuff. But I would love if anybody knows of a way where you can make everything else like grayscale and just keep like the Instagram colorful, that would be super helpful, because I would do that in a heartbeat.
Yeah. Make my phone the old frontier.
Exactly. Yes. It's like, it was like, wow, it looked very different.
Pioneer days.
Freaky looking.
Wow.
But
that's so interesting. Yeah. I didn't even know about that.
Yeah, it was very interesting. Tried it, and then I was bummed because then I had to, you know, I had to post something and for Dick stuff, and I'm like, I need this to be colorful for everybody involved. Yeah. So
I talked to Kyle, and I were talking the other night about we've talked about like doing like no car days where like, which sounds stupid. Some people are like, it's not that hard to not be in a car for a day. Yeah, or like just the weekend. I'm like, all right, well, a lot of my days I am moving.
Yeah.
But I was like, what if we just had like no phone days every once in a while? We just don't look at our phones like the whole day. Yeah. And then I was like, can I even do that?
It's so hard.
Which you can, but everything's on your phone. Everything.
Yeah. You know, you should start trying. You might already do this, but Kane and I, if like we run an errand, sometimes we're like, you're going to leave your phone here. I'm going to leave my phone here. And we both just leave our phone if we go to like Target or whatever. And I know that seems small, but just even not having it on your person for like 2 hours makes a huge difference.
Yeah. You're not like tempted to look at it. You don't even have the option.
Yeah. I don't know how to get anywhere without my phone.
Cam and I will like either if we go for a walk or if we go somewhere, I will say, who's bringing their phone just for emergencies, and we're not looking at it otherwise. You know, like we have it on us, but like it's in the purse, it's in the pocket, it's not out.
Yes.
And it just, you're so present. You're forced to be present.
Yeah.
And it feels really good.
Yeah.
I've also heard about like people trying kind of to set the tone and almost like immediately with somebody. Like if somebody texts you at 10 p.m. and you respond, they're going to think that they can always text you at 10 p.m. and they're going to get a response out of you. If you don't respond until the next morning at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
And that's kind of, you're setting the precedent and you just keep doing that. They know why should I text Kelsey right now? She's not going to respond to tomorrow. I'll just wait. I'll hold off till tomorrow morning. Stuff like that, where you can kind of,
interesting,
you can, you know, not ignore people, but just not respond, or have your phone in the other room and just set times. This is the only time of day where I respond to these text messages or these emails or whatever it is.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's a good idea too. It's like, if you don't kind of give somebody the, I don't know, not the permission, but if you don't like validate what they just did, they're probably going to stop doing it.
Yeah.
Right.
People react to how accessible you decide you are. You're right. That's why I don't respond to texts sometimes for months.
Yeah.
And I just go, oh, hey, by the way, sorry, I thought I responded to this. No, I didn't. I know I didn't. I just felt guilty.
But like, if a lot of people try to do like no phones on the weekends or something, I hear that's helpful. It's like, look, from Friday to Sunday, you're just not going to hear from me. And if people figure out, oh, you can't, we're not going to call this person, they're not going to answer, we'll talk to them on Monday, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. Something to think about.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought about doing that with like Mondays, because those are kind of my weekend. But sometimes I'm flying back. But if I've been trying to keep at least Mondays with no shows. I do have a show tomorrow. But usually I don't have a show Monday. And I'm like, I could probably check out on Mondays.
Yeah.
Right.
That's,
you
know, nice.
If something's really important, they'll probably, somebody will call you. Right.
But if your phone's off.
No, I mean, like, let's say that you turn the text messages off and maybe it's on vibrate just for phone calls or something.
Oh, okay.
Right? And it's like, look, if something really important is happening, they know how to reach me and they can give me a call.
Yeah.
But I'm not responding to any text messages today. That can wait.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that where it's like, look, for emergency, I'm available.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But other than that.
See, this is why it's hard that nobody has a house phone anymore. Yeah. Because house phones were like for emergencies.
Exactly.
For a while, you're like, oh, people only call there if they can't reach us on our cell. And now it's like, if you don't reach me on my cell, you cannot.
Yeah.
You may not.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think they would ever do it, but I wish that there was some sort of setting on the phone that you could make it so it's like your social media is just off for the day. Like you do not have access to it and your phone is only to be used as like a home phone. Like you can only use it to call or text, but you can't get into social media.
Yeah. I wish you could hook up your phone number to two different phones and one of them is a flip phone.
Oh, I want a flip phone.
You could probably forward your calls somewhere else.
You're right. I bet you could.
I fantasize about having a flip phone all the time.
People who do that.
Playing Snake. Oh, God, I miss Snake. I was good at Snake, man.
That's some good shit.
Yeah, I know Ari Shaffir has a flip phone. Last I checked. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, that dude is off the fucking grid.
Yeah.
And it's enviable.
Yeah. Whatever helps you. I am, as far as social media goes, I pretty much post. I post and I don't really scroll or look at stuff anymore. Really? Like maybe a few things.
You don't like as much of my.
I know, right? It's sad. I'm not on there, right?
Didn't notice.
If I'm on there, it's because I'm posting for Dicks by Delaney and then I'm leaving.
Yeah, right. Delaney's dead to me on social media.
Kelsey comments on everything.
I know.
Kelsey's really good.
Supportive social media.
You
friend.
Really you are. And very like, supportive.
I don't look at people's stories. I forget that stories is a thing because I don't do them.
Oh, really?
So I don't look at, and if I am on there and I see a story, it's like, oh, look at your guys, then I'll just turn off my phone. They'll be done.
I try not to look at too many stories ever now. Yeah. Because it's like, that became Instagram 2.0. That became like, it's a whole other level now of shit to go down the rabbit hole. And I just can't. I scroll too much already.
Yeah.
I can't look at stories.
I need to be reading when I'm traveling. It's just hard because I'm like, motion sick.
Do you want to borrow a book? I have so many good books right now.
I have so many books that I'm halfway through. I'm still reading that one about mortality where I'm just like, oh my gosh.
But you need like a thriller.
I know. I remember like the last book I really cooked through was Gone Girl.
Yeah, dude, let me take you to my fucking library over here, man.
The one you said was like Gone Girl?
Oh, The Woman in the Window. It will fucking blow your brain inside out. It's so good. It's not like you're going to be afraid to sleep at night. It's just like, it's such a good thriller. And like The Couple Next Door, Into the Water, Girl on the Train. Oh my God.
Maybe
they're so good.
Try one of those to like get me back in, you know, like exercise the muscle.
Yeah.
Like
I'm telling you.
You run a marathon the first day, and that's what this book of mortality is. Like, it's great. Every time I read it, I'm just like, oh, this is amazing. But it's like, I can't handle more than like a chapter.
No, you need some sugary.
Yeah.
Something like that just grabs you, kicks you in the dick. Just, it's so good. These books are so good.
Well, and Kyle got me a Kindle for my birthday.
Oh, yeah.
So I have no excuse now while I'm traveling. Man. But my default, when I think a lot of people are like this in waiting rooms, at the doctor's office, you know, in line at the grocery store, we're just like,
phone.
You know, I'm not going to sit here and wait. I'm going to look at Instagram.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
God forbid I have a thought.
Yeah.
You know?
I know. I feel so bad though, because I know like you guys are always posting cool, fun shit that you're up to or doing. And I know that I'm like, I'm missing what you guys doing. And I feel bad. But then I'm like, well, I'll see them and we'll catch up.
Yeah.
I'll see them in person.
What if when we post things, we just send them to you
directly? Text them.
Text you pictures.
But I'm like, oh my God, look at all these wonderful things that I haven't seen, you know? But then I'm like, you know what? I'll see them in person. We'll catch up. We'll have a drink, whatever. So I don't know, it's been, but I on the days that I am not on my phone as much or at all, I feel a million times better. It is the biggest difference.
Yeah
You really feel so less hectic. You're not like living in your head. You're present. You're living in the moment in your actual life
versus other people's lives
versus God, all this shit that starts just scrolling through your brain when you're looking at things constantly. Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's so hectic. I can't breathe sometimes.
You have
just
goldfish attention span.
Yeah.
Which is so I feel like it's crazy how much I feel like my brain has changed from the time I was a kid. Cause I used to read constantly.
Dude, that's such a good, I think it has changed our brains. It's physically changed our brains. My mom brought some boxes over that had all of these journals of mine from like high school and college. And I started reading some of them. And like, I used to be so close with myself. Like I journaled every day and I was reading these, like, these are such vivid accounts of like what is going on in my life and how I'm feeling. And I feel like I had a more compassionate relationship with myself. And I think since social media, I have journaled a lot less. I feel like I've grown more distant from myself, from like my actual feelings and thoughts. And I'm trying hard. Like I told you guys to, you know, get back into journaling and stuff. But yeah, social media is really tempting.
Well, that's all social media is. It's creating somebody who looks like you, but isn't you.
Yeah. You know? Your avatar.
Yeah, oh, so exactly. Weird. It's real. Like you're using yourself as a sim almost.
Yeah.
You
know?
Where it's like, weird, instead of picking from like, oh, I'm going to use the pink shirt and whatever. It's like,
all right,
I'm
going to
get rid of this blemish with this app.
Yeah.
And I'm going to change the lighting in this app. And like, you know, it's just, what are you doing? Who are you lying to? I know you're lying to everybody, but you're probably lying to yourself a little bit. And like, no wonder we're all so like splintered as far
as that's a good way to put it.
Self-image.
Great way to put it.
I just know that, when I'm on social media or just looking at screens all day, I feel more depressed. Yeah. I feel more burnt out. I feel more mentally exhausted.
Yeah.
It's, and then the days I'm not on it, I feel energized and calm, way less anxiety. It's just
so much more at peace.
Yeah. I just found, this was from 2017. So the numbers are even higher now. But the average internet user has 7.6 social media accounts.
Wow.
And, social media users skyrocketed 121 million and that's in 2017. So who knows what it is this past year.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So crazy.
It's just, social media is not real and it's making us I feel like it's making us feel like we're having human interaction when we're not.
Yeah.
I mean, Instagram is essentially a sex robot.
Yeah.
It's just you going like, oh, I hung out with my friends today. Bitch, no, you didn't. You looked at some photos of people you kind of knew in college.
And you think, not the same.
Yeah, it's not the same at all, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well,
send us your tips on how to have a healthier relationship with technology. I would love to hear what you guys are up to with this stuff.
Please remember to give us a 5-star rating and review on iTunes if you haven't already. Subscribe on iTunes if you haven't yet. And we are getting really close to 900 5-star reviews or ratings, I'm sorry, on iTunes. And we would love to
break
1,000 by the end of the year. And so,
lovely,
that'd be so cool.
Be.
Also, if you haven't joined our Patreon, we give a free shirt out to the review of the week anytime we do Patreons. And so that's a way to potentially get some free swag and it helps us out. So
all right. Yay. Check, the dicksbydelaney.com is still happening. Thank you for everybody's support. My gosh, just the orders are flowing.
Yeah.
And I'm already thinking of, things I want to do with this business in the future and like how I'm going to scale. And it's really all because of you. I would say 90% of my orders are self-helpless fans.
That's so
neat. Incredible.
Oh man.
Yeah. You guys are amazing.
Fucking best.
I love you.
Also, there's a new episode of Riss of Fury out today. So go find it on YouTube. It's just YouTube Riss of Fury. And Delaney and Taylor are going to be guests on the show very, very soon. We're about to shoot the episode. So keep your eyes peeled for that.
She's going to kick our butt.
Oh, my God. It's going to be so embarrassing. Can't wait.
Such a fun show.
Cry.
So you guys have anything
when
else?
When does this come out? The 10th?
December 10th.
TTomComedy.com for show dates. This weekend, I am at the Chicago Improv, which is in Schaumburg, which is not Chicago, but it's close to Chicago.
Close
if you're
enough.
Near Chicago.
Yeah.
I'm bitter because I looked it up and I was like, this isn't Chicago. And then at the end of the month, I will be at, Comedy Works South at the Landmark. That's December, I believe, 28th. Through New Year's Eve, which there's 3 shows on New Year's Eve. So please come. That is a full weekend.
Bring Taylor some Gatorade.
Yes, please. Some Gatorade, please.
Oh, This is December 10th. This is coming out.
Yeah.
Love at First Cousin is out today.
Oh my God.
I'm like, God, I forgot. Yeah, I'm launching the comedy special is out today. Go to DelaneyFisher.com to watch it. It's completely free. Donations are appreciated, but it's just out there, baby. Just
it's
go
so
take
good,
a look
you guys.
At it.
It's so funny and informative. It's just, it's so great. Delaney did such a great job.
Boom.
All right.
Love you.
Love you guys. Love you guys. Talk to you next week. Bye.
Oh, we love you guys so much. To continue to support Self Helpless Podcast, go to selfhelplesspodcast.com for anything and everything you could want. We have our links to Patreon, merch, our individual websites, our Facebook group, Amazon link, full episodes, also our contact for our PO box and email, and you can follow Self Helpless Podcast on Instagram, as well as us individually. I am at T-Tom Comedy or Taylor Tomlinson, depending on if you're on Instagram or Twitter, ttomcomedy.com.
And I'm at Kelsey Cook Comedy on Instagram, at Kelsey Cook on Twitter, and kelseycook.com for tour dates.
And I'm at Delaney Fisher on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and at Dicks by Delaney for some good old-fashioned dick stuff on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest. Perfect. And you can also follow Self Helpless on Facebook.
Great. Yay.
Thanks, guys.
We love you.